Hi, WTIP. Really early. I think it's before 6. I'm not sure. I didn't look at the clock, but come on along. Gonna walk some trails near my own house. Actually, the first bird I hear before I've even gone very far is a chestnut-sided warbler. There is at least one pair, probably two, that are nesting very, very close to where we live. They're actually quite common warblers in kind of brushy areas, and the edge of where we live is very brushy. They have a little yellow top head mark and a chestnut side. Just a very pretty little warblers, and they sing a lot during the breeding season. He's not singing a lot right now when I'm trying to record him. I'm actually hearing two ovenbirds. I will try to walk a little bit closer. They're still active and singing. They're still busy with their nesting. Ovenbirds are fairly common. That's their teacher, 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 teacher song, and it's probably always easy to recognize, so it's a good bird to learn first. Ovenbirds are warblers. They nest on the ground. The name comes from the habit of the way they nest. They build a nest with sides and with a top, and they enter like the side, like an oven. They're not very brightly marked, and sometimes they're hard to see, you know, just any of those little warblers that like to hide at the ground level are hard to see. That real hard mechanical-like sound is a bird. It's a flycatcher called a least flycatcher. We have a lot of them nesting close to where our garage is. They seem like almost like a colony of them. There's so many. I'm pretty close. I think you can hear. It's just a hard little click kind of a sound. Sometimes I think it's referred to as chibek. He's fairly close. I think you should be able to hear it, but I think of it as a mechanical sound. Not very musical, but that's his entire song. He has some call notes and some other little sounds, but that's his little territory and romance song. And they nest in these deciduous woods where we are. Oh, medium-high nests. We have found them on occasion. Not this summer yet. Very plain, drab-looking little birds with wing bars and eye rings and kind of gray and white. Very active birds. As the name implies, they jump around catching flies. Bugs of various sorts. I think you can hear that. It's a fairly loud song. It's a morning warbler. They're very much at home in brushy areas, also the edges of things, which tend to be brushy. This is the edge of an old road, and he's apparently nesting along there. I always say his song says cheery cheery choy choy choy, and it's kind of the quality of the song. It's a loud song. Sometimes it has less notes. This one's a little bit shorter than cheery cheery choy choy choy. They're hard to see sometimes. Again, they're another brush skulking warbler, but if you get a look, there's a lot of yellow on the front. They have like a bib that's gray with a black edge to it. Really pretty birds. I guess I can say that about most of the warblers. Thanks, WTIP. It's a beautiful morning, and I'm going to get home, have breakfast, and lots to do. This is Molly Hoffman from some trails near my own house for WTIP.